Now, Goldfrapp, a duo made up of Alison Goldfrapp and Will Gregory, first hit the popular music scene in 1999 with an album called Felt Mountain. It was nominated for the Mercury Prize. They're best known for electronic dance music with hits such as Strict Machine, Ride a White Horse and Ooh La La. But their new album, Tales of Us, is an altogether quieter affair. There are 10 songs, each named after a different character and telling its own story. I spoke to Alison about the sound of the new album.
When you only dream, you're Annabelle.
It's in the same sound world as our first album, Felt Mountain, and Seventh Tree. Much more acoustic. We do have these split personality going on. One is much harder and icy and thumping and electronic sounding. And then there's the more sort of pastoral, orchestral.
We'll stop you, Annabelle.
There's a film to accompany Annabelle. What inspired the song and then the film?
Well, Annabelle was inspired by a book I read by Kathleen Winter, and it's about a child that's born intersex. It's a love story too, because it's really about the parents, their denial of this child, really. They want to bring it up as a boy, but as the years go, it's very obvious that it's a girl. And this boy dreams of being a girl. Really, I suppose the book's about why you have to choose. Why can't you just be both?
When you dream, you only dream, you're Annabelle.
And it's set in this wonderful landscape in northern Canada. Very bleak, epic landscape that has a really strong atmosphere to it that I got totally immersed in. And then the little film, which is directed by Lisa Gunning, there's another interpretation of it as well.
Why they couldn't let you be both Annabelle?
And what drew you into filmmaking as well as songwriting and singing?
For me, visuals are always a very, very important part of songwriting. They inform everything, really. This album lent itself to a kind of more cinematic feel, and it's something I've always wanted to do. My partner, Lisa, is a very brilliant film editor, and she wanted to make a film, so it just seemed like the natural way to go.
Now, all the songs on the album, apart from one, are named for a person.
Yeah.
What's the story behind Laurel?
Laurel is about an aspiring actress in post-war Hollywood, and she dates a serial killer. It's actually inspired by a book called In a Lonely Place by Dorothy B. Hughes. Kind of in the same world as Patricia Highsmith, really. Sort of noir, such an amazing, strong atmosphere. That sort of slightly evil feeling of something's constantly brewing and about to happen. Simone is about a mother who finds her lover in bed with her daughter. The moment she sort of bursts into the room and sees her daughter there in bed with him.
You are younger me. When his arms.
Why are you so fascinated by these kind of stories? I mean, there are also fairy tales and modern folklore, but
yeah,
this kind of drama.
I just got into all these books and I just loved that feeling that you have, in the same way that when you watch a really great movie or you get into a book, you just immerse yourself into this world and you can smell it and taste it and see it, every nook and cranny. And I just wanted the songs to be like that. I wanted to be able to do the same thing with a song. I liked getting into these characters.
Until to tell.
Now, Will Gregory, who I suppose one ought to describe as the other half of Goldfrapp, has a classical background, which we are hearing, I think, in this album. What's your experience of classical music?
My parents were big fans of classical music. I had quite an eccentric dad, brilliant dad, who used to play us music when we were little. It was a sort of regular thing where he'd play a piece of music and then we'd have to sit around and discuss how it made us feel.
What did he play that blew your mind?
He played us lots of things, but the first thing that really kind of woke me up, so to speak, was Carmina Burana. Those incredible voices. I remember when he played it, and I remember the hairs on the back of my neck standing on end and being completely terrified by the sound that was coming out, but also amazed, and it was just the most ecstatic. And I couldn't believe that the sound was coming out of these people, that people were making the sound. It was incredible. That's when the voice really inspired me.
You, me and the moon, we burn them crashing dirty snow. All to us and we might as well melt into Sunday.
Exhibition opening at the Lowry in Salford, exploring inspiration from painters and filmmakers.
Mm.
What kind of things will we see in that exhibition? It opens, I think, in October.
Yeah, I'm curating an exhibition, so it's lots of old and new artists who've been inspired by the idea of fairy tale, ideas about transition and metamorphosis. Noir, really, which I consider really to be fairy tale. Stories that are told with those sort of big, broad brushstrokes that fairy tales are. So it's a mixture of film, illustration, painting, sculpture, and also little bits of things from my living room. And my sister's, who my sister is sort of a great collector of mad little things, little knick-knacks. She has a sort of curiosity cupboard I've always been fascinated by. So it's a real mixture of things that have inspired me and
so
people who've inspired me.
So what sort of things, again, from your sitting room?
Well, that was a secret. I've got some antlers and little things, a painting someone made for me. I thought it'd be nice to just mix in some personal little things that have inspired me. I mean, I love picking up just any old bits, like a little ornament or something, just because of the colour of it or the shape. They all have little stories, I suppose. When you dream
you're home. Annabelle, it's very concerned with issues of gender and identity.
Mm.
You're now, as you mentioned, in a relationship with a woman, Lisa.
Mm.
How pleased are you to have developed a big lesbian following? How important is that?
We've always had quite a big gay following, so I don't know if it's grown since then.
I wondered how important it is to feel yourself as a model for other young women.
Well, a model for other young women, gay or straight, I think is very flattering and amazing. I don't know how good I would be at it, but that's a great honour, I think. If you can inspire younger people, that's very nice.
Land of the lambs, tangled hair and porcelain.
Goldfrapp performing Annabelle here in the studio.